It's 8:25 on KWAD, and we're joined with Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H, making her second appearance on the morning show. Hey, Kim, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Did you make your way up the steps on this chilly morning? How is it outside?
It's bad.
Very cold?
My hair froze.
You know, you're not the only one, yeah. I think, out this morning. It's very, very cold, but there's a bunch of stuff going on with Wadena County 4-H, even in the middle of winter. So, Kim, what do you have going on?
Yeah, well, we like to stay busy year-round, even though a lot of the public may only see us at the county fair. We're constantly working with young people. 4-H is the largest youth-serving organization in the United States. We empower nearly 6 million young people with the skills to lead for a lifetime, and we continue that year-round with our great community club leaders, with our project club leaders. This weekend, I'm going to be taking 4 young people over to Detroit Lakes for an overnight leadership camp. It's called TEAL, which is Teens Engaged in Emerging Leadership, and then BLUE is for the middle schoolers, which is Building Leadership and Understanding. It's a great opportunity. Last year, we had about 15 youth go. This year, due to schedule conflicts, we've got 4 young people going, but I help over there as well, and they get to experience workshops and learn about leadership and meet 4-H'ers from the region. So that's great.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds really fun. It's a chance for kids to get out, experience some things, and just what are the skills that they learn? What are some of the things that they go through to help kind of build that leadership skill?
So the leadership, we call our teen leaders ambassadors, and we're actually going to bring a regional ambassador training here at the end of March, and we're going to host it here in Wadena, and it's open to anybody in the region. So what we're trying to teach young people is to find what they're passionate about. If they really love computer coding, for example, we'll help them explore that outside of the traditional school. If they absolutely love poultry, if they want to, you know, be in the poultry industry, we're here to help them with that as well. Anything they can find that interests them, we'll help them explore that. And then we're going to try to have them continue on and build a youth teaching youth model. So I'll have my teen leaders come in. We've got some project days coming up, and those teen leaders will teach the younger kids.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really cool thing, too, because, you know, obviously you want to teach that leadership in everybody, but it gives them a chance to take the skills that they've learned and then use that to teach the younger kids so they get that experience in leadership. And then those younger kids get to see, hey, when I get to be older, I can get in this experience. So it's a really fun opportunity for everybody involved.
Exactly. They become fantastic role models, whether they know it or not. They've got all these little kids looking up to them, and it makes them feel good, too. They have a sense of ownership with the project that they teach. And you're right, it helps them learn more as they convey the knowledge to the younger kids.
So anything else going on with Wadena County 4-H, Kim?
Yep, we actually are very aggressively tackling 4 project days this spring rather than just the traditional one. We're going to have a project day in Bertha on February 18th. We'll be in Monaga February 25th. We'll be in Sabika on March 11th and in Wadena on March 18th.
And so are those at the schools in those communities, or where are they located?
Nope, we're actually going to be at the community center in Bertha, the senior center in Monaga. We're going to be at one of the churches in Sabika, and then at the depot here. The chamber has allowed us to use the depot here in Wadena.
And just talk about that, because you mentioned normally it's 1, having 4. Is that kind of to create outreach and to make it easier for everybody to get there?
It absolutely is. It's to reach out to those local communities. For example, Bertha, we all know, is in Todd County, but we don't care. Wadena County 4-H isn't limited to the borders of the county itself. If the Wadena County Fair is closer for you, then we'd love to have you here. You know, similarly, East Ottertail is right there. We don't mind. If you choose that club instead of ours, it's fine.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just a really cool opportunity to try and network and make it easier for people. And just kind of talk about that and your kind of message to people who are listening, or maybe think of, hey, I know a kid who might really want to try this out. What's your message to them to have them get out and come to those and get to see what it's all about?
Well, the easiest way to get in touch with us is to check us out on Facebook. Go to the University of Minnesota Extension Wadena County 4-H page. If you type in Wadena County 4-H, you'll find us. Otherwise, give me a call. The office number is 631-7623. I will get you the information. The project days are for anybody. You don't have to be enrolled in 4-H. It's anybody in the area that wants to come. Even if you're from out of town and you're going to be in town for the day, come check us out. Make a couple of cool projects.
And, you know, just that that really cool thing that they get to do and those projects and whatnot. Just how fun is it to get to see that community outreach and try and build this thing up?
Oh, I love it. I love meeting new people. I won't always remember your name, so I apologize. But I love watching that spark ignite in that kid's face and watching the teen leaders teach them how to make a fishing lure, for example, or how to make a cake pop, or what's the difference between potential energy and kinetic energy, you know, and just see when that aha moment hits them. That's the best.
And Kim, we're talking with Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H. She's given us some insight on what's going on. Anything else that you want to talk about with Wadena County 4-H that's going on here around the region?
Oh, absolutely. I almost forgot. We are doing our annual Fruit and Butter Braids fundraiser. If you have any friends on Facebook, you've probably seen the brochures. It's the same fruit that the FFA sells in the fall. So it's a very reputable distributor. They sell great fruit and they have a guarantee on them. We'll be selling until about February 20th, and then the fruit and the butter braids get here on March 17th. This is the only big fundraiser that we do, and the profits not only go to Wadena County 4-H as a whole, each individual club has funds too, so they can hold their own project days or project talks or community service projects.
Sure. And if somebody hears this and they say, I'd love to buy some fruit or butter braids, how can they do that?
Oh, hit me up in the office. You can stop at the extension office. We're in the highway department at 221 Harry Rich Drive. Go online, send me a message, give me a call. Again, my office number is 631-7623. We'll find someone for you.
All right. Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H. Kim, it's great to have you in studio again. Anything else you want to get off your chest before we wrap it up?
No, we just appreciate all the support from the community, and we look forward to having more kids join 4-H.
It's Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H. She joins us every Thursday, the first Thursday morning of every month, I should say, and gets to share with us all of what's going on in the upcoming month with Wadena County 4-H. Kim, pleasure having you in studio again. We look forward to talking with you in March, and hopefully it's not as cold.
Let's hope. Thank you, CJ.
All right. There goes Kim on KWAD.